So a phrase we hear all the time is, my feelings are valid, or my opinion is valid. It's my opinion and it's valid. And I used to believe that one's feelings were valid, and they may not match reality, but they would still be valid feelings because you're feeling them. And it can be really important to, you know, this is the sort of thing that you hear mothers say to very little children. It's like, yes, I understand that you don't like me right now, but that doesn't alter the fact that you're not going to get 7 candy bars. So your feelings are valid, but I am also not going to destroy your insulin receptors, and I don't want to have to put up with a sugar high. But the other day, after having agreed for most of my life that one's feelings may be valid, but that doesn't mean that one's position is correct, in a discussion of whether someone's feelings were or were not valid, and this was actually had to do with that young man in the UK who took over a woman's position. He's like 19 years old or 21 years old, and he is claiming to be a woman and has taken over a woman's position in a political party in the UK. And in response to women saying that he's not actually a woman, he said, my feelings are valid. And I was agreeing with that. His feelings are valid, but that doesn't mean that they match reality. And then I did something I should have done decades ago, which is I looked up the definition of valid. And if we're going to use a word, we should probably go ahead and be able to define it. And so the definition of valid is having a sound basis in logic or fact, reasonable or cogent. And this has kind of blown me away, because what this means is people's feelings aren't valid necessarily. They're still feelings and the person is still feeling them. But if, okay, so when I was a teenager, if my mother would ask me to take out the trash or to mow the lawn, I might very well respond, Sieg Heil. And I might accuse her of fascism for expecting me to actually clean my plate, wash my dishes after I was done eating. And you know, we can talk about, you know, all sorts of hormones happening in teenagers and they have all these strong feelings. But my mom was not objectively a fascist for demanding that so my feelings were not in this case valid. And I think there is a dreadful lack of precision that is happening. And I'm not blaming a teenager. I'm not blaming a child. But no, sorry, your feelings aren't valid. They don't have a basis in fact. And so I think that what we need to do as a people is we need to grow the fuck up, and we need to recognize that sometimes your feelings aren't valid and they're not based in fact. And then if they're not, you might consider asking yourself why you are continuing to have those feelings. There was an article that disagreed with a person's perspective, and the person's response was, I'm not going to read the article. No, I didn't read the article. I will not read the article. My spidey sense just tells me that the article has to be wrong. And I'm sorry, your feelings are not valid. And we could go through and make a whole list, and where we just hold up a sign every time that says, no, your feelings are not valid. You know, I feel like technology can save the planet. No, your feelings are not valid. They must be supportable by fact. I feel like humans are the only intelligent species on Earth. Well, I'm sorry, your feelings are not valid. We recognize that an adult who believed in Santa Claus, that their feelings would not be valid. But somehow when it comes to all of these other issues, whether it's that civilization can be sustainable, whether it's that males can in fact be females, whether it's that there is a distant sky god who cares whether the Denver Broncos win today. I think, or whether humans can, through science, know everything. No, those feelings aren't valid. And I think that this should become one of our watch phrases of, you know, like, we know that Missouri is a show me state. And I've had people say, you know, it's like, so they don't believe something I say. So they're like, they'll say, let's go to Missouri. You know, what they mean by that is, you need to prove it to me. And I think that we should say the same thing about your feelings are valid. It's like, no, prove it. This all ties to something that we have been talking about in many of these, which is how there are multiple layers of reality in which we are engaged at every moment, that one of them is the physical reality that it is daytime outside and it is a certain temperature that is true. And another layer of reality is that my rent is due in a day. And another layer of reality consists of the feelings I have that I perceive as valid, but may or may not be valid. Those are all different layers of reality we have. And for me, one of the tools that I always come back to on trying to determine whether any opinion, any perceived fact, any feeling I have is valid is to always go back to, as far as I can, to first principles. What am I talking about? What is really going on? And trying to peel back the layers of projection. And here's a story I've told many times before, but it applies to this on one level. One day I was at my mom's. I was I had washed and dried my towels, and I was folding them. And my mom came over and said, "Would you like some help doing that?" And that's all she said. And based upon me being the adult child of a mother, what I heard her say is, "You're doing that all wrong. Don't fold the clothes that way. Fold them this other way." And so she said, "Would you like help folding the clothes?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Okay," and walked away. But that was the layer of reality. That's simply what happened. But my projection onto it, my feeling was that she was telling me that I was folding the clothes wrong, to which I responded with a certain level of hostility. And, but that isn't what actually happened. So no, in that moment, my feelings, again, were not valid. And so I keep coming back to, in as many circumstances as possible, what is really happening. You know, we can talk, for example, about how solar photovoltaics are really groovy and they do this and they do that and they will save the planet. And then we have to ask, okay, wait a second. How do solar photovoltaics actually affect desert tortoises? What happens when you, what are the materials required for a solar photovoltaic? How are those materials gained through mining? How are they transported? How is it, and what is the electricity used for at the other end? I have found, for example, in interpersonal conflict, that we can be having some sort of argument, and it can be really helpful to, at least internally, whether we do it together or not, but at least internally, for me to attempt to unpack which of the, when one person says, okay, here's an example. Here's a classic example that I'm sure that everybody could replicate their own, is one person is at home and two people are together. One person is at home. The other person comes in, and the person who was at home just flies off the handle and is really upset, saying, "You're late." And then we can ask ourselves, is it because of a specific lateness here? Oh, actually, I know a great example that has to do with late. Is there's one author who wrote about how one day when she was a little girl, she was out playing and she came home late from playing, and her mother was very angry that she was late, and she hit her, and that was the only time she ever hit her daughter. And she later came to know that the reason her mother hit her is because when her mother was that same age, she had been kidnapped and sexually assaulted. And when the daughter was late coming home from play, the mother ran to this terrible fear that her daughter had been kidnapped as she was and sexually assaulted. And the point that this author made was, my mother hit me because of what this man did to her 50 years ago or 40 years ago, 30 years ago, however long ago. And the point having to do with whether feelings are valid is that, yes, the mother had the fear, but it's always really important to attempt to unpack what feelings you're having. So when I was in therapy back in my 30s, one of the phrases that my therapist would quite often use is double whack. And what he meant by that is, let's say somebody says to me, God, Derek, you're really stupid. I don't have issues about being stupid or being smart, so that would simply be an insult in the present, but it wouldn't hook into anything from my past. Whereas on the other hand, if they were able to insult me in a way that hooked into issues that I had when I was a child, then I would be getting whacked in the present and whacked again in the past. So it's a double whack in that case. And so it's always helpful to try to, on interpersonal relationships, in political relationships, in political theory, in any dealings with reality, it's always really helpful to try to unpack what of our feelings and observations and conclusions are coming from actual physical reality in front of us, and what is coming from all of our baggage in the past, and what is coming from, has been handed to us by society, what beliefs are valid and based on physical reality, and what beliefs are based on cultural eyeglasses or are based on our own personal prior woundings. And that's especially as this culture kills the planet, and as this culture continues to deny that it's killing the planet, and as this culture continues to believe that my feelings are more important than physical reality, it is all the more important to unpack all of those things and to say, no, physical reality is valid. Your feelings aren't necessarily valid. It's a different day and a different backdrop, but a few more thoughts on the topic of, no, your feelings are not valid, which is that first there's a Key and Peele. Key and Peele are sketch artists, sketch comedians. There's a Key and Peele sketch that addresses this very directly. And one of the people is a sportscaster, and the other one is an athlete who just won a basketball game who is very excited. And the sportscaster is saying, you must feel great. You were on fire there at the end. And the other guy is, yeah, you know, when you believe in yourself, you can do anything. In fact, you can fly. And the announcer is, well, yeah, you can fly metaphorically. He says, no, you can really fly. In fact, children, I want you to go to get on your roofs, and I want you to jump in the air and know that you can fly. And the announcer keeps saying, no, he doesn't mean that literally. He's like, yes, literally, you can fly. If you believe in yourself enough, you can go to the highway and you can turn into a transformer. And kids who are 8 to 11, kids who are 6 to 10, do this right now. Jump off roofs and you'll be able to fly. And, of course, the sketch is showing that belief is subservient to reality. And unfortunately, we live in an entire culture that believes that beliefs are more important than reality. And that's one of the reasons this culture is killing the planet. And it's just, you know, every day this culture provides more and more examples of its extreme narcissism and the belief that one's feelings, anybody's feelings, my feelings, your feelings, anybody's feelings, the belief that anybody's feelings are more valid and real than reality is an extreme sign of this culture of narcissism.